We're in Simen Shin Chav Ches. We're up to Sif Lamed Hey, and we'll be doing from Lamed Hey through Lamed Ches. Mutar li'isha lekaleach me'acholav kadei she'yechos hatinok hadad v'yonik. In this case, a woman is not expressing milk, but she's trying to get a little milk into the mouth of the child so that he should suck. So that's mutar. Haga aval also lahatis michel ba'amisha nasha ba'ruach ra'. But for her to spray some milk on someone that got ruach ra, someone who went a bit crazy, the less bo sakana, because that is not a choli sheyesh bo sakana, and the meila, this would be considered refuah, and it's also, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that if the person had a lot of tsar, it's going to be mutter. The reason being that this is called a malacha shein sricha legufa, because you're not trying to give him milk, you're trying to get rid of the ruach ra, which is a bit of a chiddush in malacha shein sricha legufa, because right now you do need the milk. Sif lamed vav. Ein lo esim matztiki. One is not allowed to chew this kind of gum. Velo shafin ba hashinayim. And you can also not go and rub your teeth with it, lerfua, if it's for the sake of a refua. Vimishim reach hapem mutter. Whereas if it's only for the sake of getting rid of bad breath, then the halachi is that it is mutter. The poskim say that there are two ways of getting rid of bad breath. One is simply having something that has a good smell and putting that in your mouth, and that's always mutter on Shabbos. And another way is if there's some particular source to the bad breath and you're using something as a refuah to get rid of that source, that would actually be considered refuah and it's also on Shabbos. Sif lamed zayin. Kol ochlin u'mashkim she'machl briyim mutter lo ochlon u'lishtosam. Anything that healthy people eat, one is allowed to eat and drink, afal pi she'm koshim liktsas briyim, even though some healthy people would find it difficult, u'mukhe milsed l'refuah avid, and people will realize that the reason why you're eating it is because of refuah, afilo hachi shori, nevertheless it is still mutter. V'chol she'eino machol mashke brian, something that healthy people would not eat or drink, also lachlo l'shtos l'refuah, that would be also to eat and drink l'refuah. Says the Macham, v'davka mishiyesh lo mechush bi'alma v'mischazik v'holach kabari. That's only when we're dealing with a mechush. Avalim ein lo shum mechush mutter. But if he does not have any mechush whatsoever, meaning the person just feels like eating it, there's nothing wrong with him, the halachi is that that is mutter. Now, a very interesting thing is that the mashmos here is like if the mechaber is being mechalik between someone who has a mechush and someone who doesn't have a mechush. That means that if the person that doesn't have the mechush is eating it, it's clear that it's not lirafua. If we're talking about the person that has a mechush and we're asering it for him, so the poskim are medayik that means for him it's aser even if it's not lirafua. True, there will be a refua, but that's not why he's doing it. He happens to like this, but it's not a machal briyim, and he has a mechush. It's still going to be aser. The Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, brings that this is a machlokas aposkin, and he leaves it as a tzorech iyan lamaisa, which means it seems like he's being machmir. Now, further, says the Ramah, v'chein im nofa lemishkov shori. If the person is a chola she'ein bal sakana, if he's bedridden, then it's mutter. Now, that's from this Ramah is mashma, that if somebody is bedridden, there is no iser in him eating things l'refuah that are not machal briyim, that healthy people do not eat. Now, even though that's an iser d'rabbanan, and we learned before that to do an iser d'rabbanan b'yodayim, shalo al yedei shinui, is usur unless there's a sakonis aver. Over here, he doesn't qualify it, that this would only be where there's a sakonis aver. From there, we see that according to the Ramah, if somebody is a chol she'ein bal sakana, the gzeira of shchika samamonim, the iser of refuah on Shabbos, they never made for him. That would mean that anybody that is a chol she'ein bal sakana is allowed to take medication on Shabbos. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, brings others that are cholik. He says this is the shitas Ramban, but there are many others that are cholik. His maskana is ein limchos, since the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah came out this way. And this is the minik. So that if someone's got a strong headache to the point that he's not functioning, the halachi, he's not functioning properly, he's just dysfunctional. The halachi is, we follow the Ramah that he is allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So he can go and take an aspirin or a Tylenol, this would go for a bad toothache, a severe toothache, he can take a painkiller. That any time we say that a person is in such pain that he's dysfunctional, or has a cold and feels just miserable and he's out of it, or he's bedridden, in any of these cases, there would be no isser in taking medicine on Shabbos, even though it's an isser derabanan. And the other isser derabanan, we would not be matir. This isser derabanan, we would be matir. The Mishtabura here brings a Magen Avraham, going back on the beginning of the Sift, it's a very important one. The Magen Avraham says that in the case of something that is not machal briyim, something that healthy people don't eat, the halacha is that nevertheless, if someone is eating it on Shabbos, not l'refuah, and he does not have a mechush, it is mutter. Says the Magen Avraham, that's only if he's eating it for flavor. Whereas if he is eating it in order to enhance the situation of his health, he says that it's aser. He says, l'hachzik, l'chazek mezgo, to make himself stronger, to build himself up, is going to be aser if it is not a machal briyim, even though he does not have a mechush. This is a very important Magen Avraham. See, based on this, many hold that vitamins are aser because of this Magen Avraham. And vitamins on Shabbos would be aser because they're all l'chazek mezgo. Those who are matir claim that vitamins have become machal briyim, which may very well be societal. There are many more matirim in America than they are in Eretz Yisrael, because vitamins in Eretz Yisrael are still viewed as something you take when you're not well. Whereas in America, it seems that it's quite common for people to take vitamins all the time. Sif lamed ches. Muter lechol srafim metukim. You are allowed to eat sweet sap. V'ligmoa beitza chaya, or to swallow a raw egg. K'dei lahani makol, in order that your voice be better. This is not considered refuah. Enhancing your voice does not have a shame refuah, and it is mutter on Shabbos.